Baxter Regional Medical Center is pleased to help bring you the Veterans Day ceremony live from the Veterans Plaza across from the Baxter County Courthouse. Let's listen to this tribute to our veterans, to whom we owe so much. Baxter Regional salutes you, veterans, for your service to our country. Many veterans are still serving this community, as evidenced by those in the hospital auxiliary and administrative, nursing, physician and support staff positions, as well as dozens of other area organizations. Thank you all for a lifetime of serving others.
Camp 1519, 22nd Arkansas Infantry Division. Commander?
Well, good afternoon. I am Jerry Montgomery and commander of the camp here in Mountain Home. We want to welcome you all and glad you're here on this beautiful, brisk day that God made for us. First, I want to thank Chairman Barker and the North Arkansas Veterans Council for extending the invitation to host this very significant Veterans Day. A special thank you also to the many organizations that made this event possible. This does not just happen. It takes many individuals and organizations to make it possible. But a very special thank you and my deepest respect go to those who have served this country and its armed forces, to all veterans, past and present, men and women, living or dead. We are deeply indebted to their and to your sacrifice in serving this republic throughout the 250-plus years of our existence. Now, if you are able, please rise, remove your head covers, and remain standing during the advancement and posting of the colors, the opening prayer by the Reverend Dr. Tom Yoder, a pledge of allegiance to our flag, and then join Mr. Verdi Mathis in the Mountain Home High School Brass Ensemble in singing of our national anthem. At this time, I would like to ask the color guards to post the colors as I call their names. John, do you have that list? Kevin? Thank you. Here we go. Okay, Sons of Confederate Veterans, Camp 1519. Caroline Merriweather, Goodlett Chapter 2644, the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and a representative from the Junior ROTC at our high school. Post. Stone County Chapter, Stone County Chapter 2711, United Daughters of the Confederacy. Opposed? And Captain Nathan Watkins Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. And the regent is Mary Lou Spear. Alley White, American Legion Post 52. A commander is Jim Mandock. Post. American Legion Post 52, Ladies Auxiliary, and President is Nancy Stang. Disabled American Veterans Chapter, no, wait a minute, you're not disabled. Ozark Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 3246, Commander is DAV. Oh, geez, I'm sorry, I'm looking at two lists here. The Disabled American Veterans Chapter 30, and Dan Hall is the commander. Post. Now we come to Ozark Veterans of Foreign Wars Chapter 3246, and Ronnie Young is the commander. Post. Okay. We're down to the Fleet Reserve Association. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss that? Okay. Okay, Ozark Post, VFW Post 3246, Ladies Auxiliary, and that is Monica Wesley is the present post. Okay, what are we down to here? Now, what do I have? Okay. Fleet Reserve Association Branch 251, and David Butts is a president. Post. Okay. Ninth State Submarine Veterans, Twin Lake Base. Commander is Michael Davenport. Post. And we have... Okay. United States Coast Guard, and I do not have you down your number. Post. My God, it slipped in there. I don't know. And we have the. You're with the. Are you with the.
Secrets.
Okay. The Civil Air Patrol Squadron and Dan Hatton, yeah, I have listed. Post, please. That was a mess. Reverend Tom, would you remove your head coverings? And we'll have a prayer from the Reverend Dr. Tom Yoder.
Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, supreme commander of all armies, north, south, east, and west, we assemble ourselves here today once again to pay tribute to those who've given their life, their limbs, and their blood for our freedom and for this nation. Lord, our veterans fall into three major categories, and I pray for each one of them individually. The first are those like my father and brother who gave their lives for this country and are buried in this soil, and also in foreign lands. The second group, Lord, are those who are out there this morning putting their lives on the line, still defending our freedoms. And the last group are those, Lord, who have served and are now out, who are doing their best to survive. Lord, there have been major progress made in the last few years for things like braces and wheelchairs and equipment and even treatment. But Lord, we have an awful lot who are struggling to survive, to feed children and grandchildren, and are constantly being denied their benefits that they earned and fought for. And Lord, we lift them up to you because they are having a hard time. Lord, these people put it all on the line. Most of us got up out of warm beds today and left warm homes and drove over here in decent automobiles, and we'll return to those when it's over. But Lord, there are many that don't have that option. We lift them up to you. We pray your blessings continue on this community, and each and every one here be blessed by what they see and hear. And Lord, let us never forget our heritage, that which we fought for and that which we believe in. And we give you the praise and the glory for it, and pray this prayer in the name of Christ Jesus, our resurrected Savior. Amen.
Now would you place your right hand over your heart and join me to the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now would you join me and the Mountain Home High School Brass Ensemble, led by Mr. Vordy Mathis, in our national anthem. Bill Burns.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light
what so proudly we hail, and the light lies last gleaming through broad stripes and bright stars, through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, they were cursing in air, gave truth through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. Be seated. It's truly wonderful to hear our national anthem sung with meaning and sincerity, and to Mr. Mathis, a sincere thank you from everyone here for your attendance with the Mountain Home High School Brass Ensemble today. You and your students' willingness to take this time to be here with us today is very much appreciated. A special thank you also to Bob Knight and KTLO for being here to broadcast both Veterans and Memorial Day ceremonies. The Old Navy Vet is here for us each and every year. I mentioned earlier that this was a very significant day. On this day, 100 years ago, at 11 a.m. Paris time, an armistice or temporary cessation of hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany went into effect. World War I officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28th of 1919, to end the slaughter known as World War I. The Great War, or the war to end all wars, unfortunately, was not to be. On June 4, 1926, the United States Congress adopted a resolution requesting that President Calvin Coolidge issue annual proclamations calling for the observance of November 11th with appropriate ceremonies. Another congressional act approved on May 13th of 1938 made the 11th of November of each year a day to be dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be thereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. In 1945, a World War veteran, Raymond Weeks, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. President Eisenhower signed the National Armistice Day Bill into law in May 26 of 1954, and then Congress amended that bill on June 1, 1950, replacing the word armistice with veterans, and it has been known as Veterans Day since. Before I introduce my feature speaker, I'd like to tell you about a little bit about the host organizations, the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. The Sons of the Confederate Veterans are the direct heir of the United States Confederate Veterans and the oldest hereditary organization for male descendants of Confederate soldiers, sailors, and Marines. Organized in Richmond, Virginia in 1896, the SCV continues to serve as a historical, patriotic, and non-political organization dedicated to ensuring that the true history of the 1861 to 1865 periods is preserved. This same endeavor is also the shared goal of the Sons of the Union Veterans, the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and the Daughters of Union Veterans of the Civil War. Our camp has chosen the 27th Arkansas Infantry Regiment, which was organized in Yellville, Arkansas in July of 1862. Men from Marion, Carroll, Fulton, Izard, and Searcy County comprise its companies. In the cemeteries in and around Baxter County lie the remains of members of the 27th Arkansas and many other Confederate veterans. There are 38 in the Mountain Home Cemetery. Many are unmarked and forgotten. One of our camp responsibilities to find and mark those graves with Veterans Administration supplied headstones and a Confederate Cross of Honor to identify those as honored members of our cause. Okay, I'd like to just acknowledge some of our invited guests. Elijah Snow, could you stand up? He's Senator John Mosman's representative. Let's see. and get the right list here. State Representative District 99, Jack Fortner, and his wife, Pam. Would you stand, please? Thank you. There's Pam. I know I saw some others here. Oh, yeah. Okay. State Representative Nelda Speaks. Would you stand, please? Thank you. Kerry Emanuel. I know I saw. There he is, way in the back. That's your police chief of Mountain Home. Oh, Rick Crawford's representative, yeah. Stetson Painter, you stand, please. Thank you. Are there any others here today that have been invited? I don't want to. Where's Mickey? Where's the judge? Is he? Oh, he's hiding in front. No wonder. Thank you. Who did I miss anyone? Okay. Who? Oh, Nancy Osmond. We somehow got involved in a runoff race. Yeah. By the way, I wanted to thank the DAR chapter here for the Reese. They were the one on the soldier and the one on back of us here on the wall were made and posted, and they are lovely things. Thank you. Thank you, girls. Charlie Leonard. He's our Baxter County Service Officer. Thank you, Charlie, for being here today. If you don't know him, you should. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance here, and thank you for your service to our community, and thank you for the support of this observance. It's now my honor and privilege to introduce Master Chief Petty Officer Alexander Culbertson Wilson III, U.S. Navy retired. He is also known as Trip, who will be our featured speaker today. After graduating from Fuller High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in June of 1967, Trip enlisted in the United States Navy. Trip served aboard three different submarines in his first 7 years with two Vietnam deployments. He then converted to Navy journalist, where he served with the Seabees as public affairs officer and as editor of the Seabee Courier Base magazine in Gulfport, Mississippi. He then served on the flight deck aboard three attacked aircraft carriers and as an aviation boatswain's mate. He's qualified to wear both the coveted dolphins of the submarine force and the aviation warfare insignia. After making Master Chief, he was asked to convert to career recruiting force, where he served as zone supervisor in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Navy Recruiting District, Little Rock, Arkansas, Chief Recruiter, Command Master Chief at Navy Recruiting District, San Diego, and as Career Recruiting Force Manager, Washington, D.C. After retiring in 1991, Master Chief Wilson did not hang up his uniform, but rather certified as a Naval Science Instructor and taught in the Navy Junior ROTC program for the next 22 years, 4 years in Dallas, Texas, 15 years in Florence, South Carolina, and 3 years in the Mountain Home. Master Chief Wilson stays active in the community. He's a Master Mason, a Scottish Rite Mason, and a Shriner. He's a life member of the VFW, life member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He founded the Mountain Home SCV Camp and served as its first commander. He developed the National SCV Junior ROTC H.L. Hunley Award Program and serves as its chairman. Last year, over 1,000 Hunley Awards were presented worldwide. Tripp currently serves as the Arkansas Division Commander, overseeing the activities of 25 camps. Please welcome Master Chief Wilson, U.S. Navy, retired.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry, community and state leaders, ladies and gentlemen, and my fellow veterans, for allowing me to speak to you today. When I came to Mountain Home 8 years ago, I never would have thought that I would be standing up in front of you today, addressing you at Veterans Day at the Square as the state commander for the Sons of Confederate Veterans. For the last 5 years, I've been presenting the colors for the SCV at Memorial Day services and at Veterans Day services. And there hasn't been a single time that we've presented those colors that somebody hasn't come up to me and said, excuse me, but why is a losing Confederate soldiers organization presenting the colors at a Veterans Day ceremony? Well, thank you, Jerry, for explaining who we are. We are recognized, and our Confederate soldiers are recognized as United States veterans, military veterans. I blame these questions mainly on the misconception that individuals have of us based on how they see the SCV and our ancestors portrayed by the media, by television, and by movies. Explain the sequence of events, and there were congressional events that clarify the Confederate veteran status as a United States military service member. Veterans Day is a day set aside to remember and recognize military veterans of all services and for all wars. At this time, if we have any active duty military personnel in the audience, would you please stand and be recognized? Anybody, any active duty at all? Do we have anybody that served since the Desert Storm 1991 up until present day? Do we have any veterans during that service time? Would you please stand and please be recognized? Thank you very much for your service as well. As a young man in the 1950s and 60s, when I would go to parades on the 11th of November, I would watch the old World War I veterans slowly trudge by, most of them carrying a cane of some sort. The young Korean veterans, along with the World War II veterans, my dad's age. Now all of our World War I veterans are gone, and most of the World War II veterans. If a young man were to illegally enlist, like my dad did at 16 in 1944, just before the war ended, he would be 90 to 91 years of age right now. Last month, the local VFW conducted a service for two World War II centurions by presenting them with medals that they had lost from the war. If they're here, would you please stand or raise your hand? If any of their comrades from World War II are here in the audience, please stand. You are our patriarchs. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. Thank you, sir. Much has changed here in the South in the last 100 years. And one of those things that makes up the population now living below the Mason-Dixon line, the overwhelming majority of the World War I veterans and their wives who were born in the South in the late 1800s and early 1900s were grandchildren and nieces and nephews of a Confederate soldier. Many still remember the stories their grandfathers told them as they sat on the knees of the war and about Robert E. Lee at his center, at his surrender at Appomattox, told them to go home and to be good citizens, even though many of them had very little to come home to. This they taught their children. And this is what was passed down from one generation to another. And as a result, the South has always produced great military leaders, great heroes from wars both past and present. Sometimes the war between the states is looked upon as a fantasy because it happened so long ago. We only see the soldiers as fictitious characters of a movie or that we've seen in a book. Well, they were real people. And these things are really bothering me. Thank you. They were men who were loved and cherished by their families, who did not want to see their names tarnished or the memories of a loved ones lost. In many cases, young brothers of the soldier who died in battle were notified that he had been buried far away, often in unmarked graves in northern cemeteries. This is the burden I earned as the blood relative of over 30 Confederate soldiers, and with it came an obligation handed down to the sons of Confederate veterans by General Stephen Dale Lee, commanding general of the United Confederate Veterans in New Orleans Convention, April 25th, 1906. To you, sons of Confederate veterans, we submit the vindication of the cause for which we fought. To your strength will be given the defense of the Confederate soldier's good name, the guardianship of his history, the emulation of his virtues, and the perpetuation of those principles he loved and which you love also, and the ideals which made him glorious, which you also cherish. In the past, monuments, cemeteries, paintings, school names, street names, and numerous other artifacts have been under attack. By the way, Confederate soldiers are not the only group under attack. Revolutionary War heroes like George Washington and Founding Fathers Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, War of 1812 hero President Andrew Jackson, as well as Alamo heroes like all down in San Antonio at the Alamo. There have been several Vietnam War memorials vandalized, many of them looking very similar to our World War II tribute that we have here at our square. Many of those Vietnam War memorials have been vandalized, their rifles broken off, and thrown to the ground. There have been hundreds of Confederate monuments, flags, and artifacts. This is the reason all war monuments, resting places, and artifacts need to be protected. In 2017, thank you, Representative Joe Ferrar sponsored House Bill 1297, which would protect all veteran monuments with stiff penalties for those who desecrated their graves or monuments. That bill passed the House, but was defeated in the Senate. Thank you, Nelda. Representative Jenna Della Rosa of Congressional District 90 will be co-sponsoring a similar bill in the next session. Since the Sons of Confederate Veterans is a non-political, non-religious 503C organization, I ask as a Vietnam veteran and as a descendant of veterans from every war in this country since the French and Indian Wars of 1735 to support this bill by contacting your Arkansas representatives and senators for their support. You know, we recognize the World War II veterans. We recognize all those folks who fought from 1991 up to present day. The next people who are going to pick up the banner represent the armies that fought when North Korea in June of 1950, with the assistance of China and the Soviet Union, attacked the South in South Vietnam. That war lasted 3 years until July of 1953. You will soon be picking up those banners. As you can see, the numbers of the World War II veterans are dwindling quickly. We thank our Korean War veterans who will be picking up that banner. If you are a Korean veteran, would you please stand? Thank you. Please. Thank you, Commander. Thank you very much. A couple of groups I've left out. I was a part of both of those groups. As a submarine sailor, I was a deterrent force. We carried the big stick, and we were well respected around the world. Call that the Cold War. If you're a Cold War veteran that didn't necessarily serve in Vietnam or any of those other events, would you please stand and recognize we appreciate your service so very much. Thank you. Thank you. And the last bunch of which I am a part of are the veterans who fought in Vietnam. Now, I remember in 1968 when I left Corpus Christi and was headed to my first submarine in San Diego. I stopped off at the airport in Los Angeles. And I was surrounded by Hare Krishna with their shaved heads and their long dresses and their scarves and all that stuff. And I'm from the South, and I had no idea what these people were. They scared me. But I was in Corpus Christi my first year, and I only had a National Defense Service ribbon. That's all that I wore. And so they knew I was young and innocent and had not been corrupted by you nasty Vietnam veterans yet. And they grabbed a hold of me, and they told me, said, come with us. We'll give you something to wear. We'll shave your head, and they'll never know what happened to you. You don't have to serve any in that, you know, baby-killing forces. As an instructor here in Mountain Home, and I hope you Vietnam veterans have witnessed this, I taught my students, when you see someone wearing a Vietnam hat, it says you're a Vietnam veteran, you go up to that gentleman and you shake his hand and you don't just say, hey, thank you for your service. You say, welcome home. Thank you. I also want to thank the people that drove from our SCV today all the way from Little Rock. We got two folks here from Little Rock. We got one from Fayetteville. Thank you, Commander. We got one from Harrison. We got people came down from Mountain View. So we appreciate all of you very much. But right now, the last thing that I do, and I want this to be remembered, is I want my Vietnam veteran brothers to please stand and be recognized. Thank you.
Okay, I need a book.
Thank you, Tripp. Today, people throughout this country will gather together to remember, to honor, and to pay gratitude to those who have served our country. Our gathering is just one small spark in the flame of pride that burns across the nation today and every day. It's not a lot, but it is one small way we can honor those who have committed and have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in freedom. Your presence here today and that of people gathering all across America is a tribute to those who served, those currently serving, and their families. It is a way to say we remember. From the soldiers who shivered and starved through the winter at Valley Forge, to the doughboys crouched in the muddy trenches of France, to the platoons who patrolled the hazy jungles of Vietnam, and the young men and women patrolling the mountains of Afghanistan and Iraq, and to those standing guard all over the globe, we remember and honor them all. And yes, whether they wore the blue or the gray, we honor and remember. We have a benediction from Reverend Tom Yoder.
Almighty God, who watches our going out and our coming in, we ask that you look upon this assemblage and see the sincerity in the hearts of those who come to pay tribute. We ask your continued blessing, your continued, Lord, will of peace, that our children and grandchildren should not have to go and fight wars as we have in the past. But the Scripture teaches us that there's always been wars and always will be, that there will always be times of trial and tribulation. And therefore we pray for strength and the ability to endeavor to persevere, to be about that which you've laid before us. Bless these that are in attendance today, Lord. See them safely home. Lord, we just pray for this great nation, for our president, our Congress, and all those that give the best service they can, that we might continue as a free nation and your children. And again, in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray it. For we do recognize him as our resurrected Savior and our God. Amen.
Okay, immediately following the program today, everyone is invited to join us in fellowship with coffee and cake at the VFW post located two blocks behind the square here. I understand also there's an open house at the Bob Davis Center this afternoon also. Now, if you would please stand, Bill Burns would lead us in the singing of God Bless America, a song made so famous by Kate Smith during the depths of World War II, which has become our official American prayer. This will be followed by the rendering of military honors by the American Legion Post Honor Guard. Thank you for your attendance here today, your patriotism, and to you veterans, your service to this great republic. God bless you and your families. God bless our troops around the world, and God bless the United States of America.
Please, let's all join in. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairies, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you, Bill. Now we'll have military honors by the Alley White Post 52 Honor Guard. Thank you all for coming. This does end this Veterans Day observance. Thank you all for coming.
And that is going to conclude our broadcast from the square at Plaza 2000. And we are always honored to bring you the Veterans Day program here from the square on KTLO 97.9. Broadcasting from the square this Veterans Day, I'm Tim Tibbs. On this special day of honor, Baxter Regional Medical Center would like to take the opportunity to say thank you to the many veterans of our area. You did the job you were called upon to do. Serve your country in a time of need, often at great personal sacrifice. You didn't do it for glory or gratitude and never asked for either one. But we remember, we're grateful, and we honor you today and every day. Thank you again for your contributions to your fellow citizens.